Well, this morning, our tag this morning is Praise the Lord Friday from Psalms 113. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, ye servants. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. So let us go before the Lord now in prayer and open up this call. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. We shall forever give you praise and glory. We thank you for this call. We thank you for each and every person on this line, God. We ask that you go into and anoint each and every one of them. Bless them, Lord. Bless the speaker that's going to come forth and give us our word today. Open our ears to hear the word, but more importantly, open our hearts to receive that word, that we can have food to live by and to forever give you praise and to forever give you glory. We thank you. We magnify your name. We thank you for the founders of this call, for their yes, opening up a platform where we could come together each and every morning to receive a word from you, God. We thank you for the company that brought us all together, Artists International. We ask your continued blessings over this company, that you continue to grow the company into the billion-dollar company that they have dreamed for it to be. We thank you for Papa Diaz de Leon, Lord, and his celebration of his birthday yesterday as he celebrated life in the company and life in you, more importantly. God, we ask your continued blessings over this call, over the speaker, over the company, and each and every person on this line. We thank you. We shall forever give you the praise. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. I will now turn this call over to our wonderful, capable, beautiful host, Minister Ada Grace. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Jackie Henderson. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Please take it away. God bless.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. And thank each and every one of you for dialing into the master's call. I want to tell you that there was a last-minute switch again in my schedule. If you're hearing some background noise, I live in New York City. Pray for a sister. I'm trying to honor my word. God bless you. Let me just tell you a little bit about the master's call. The master's call was founded back in October 25th, 2010, by two anointed and appointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They had a yes in their spirit. It was founded on Scripture, Psalm 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And as you heard Minister Jackie Henderson pray us and feed us and greet us this morning, we also want you to know that today is Friday. So we have a part one and a part two of this call. And so if you are able to remain on the line, we will take your prayer requests and praise reports live. Yes, today is Friday. And so ever since the inception of the call, we have been praying and taking your requests on Friday. Now, we have a site for you. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. You can go there and hear our prayer initiative. In fact, we are right in the middle of a corporate fast. If you have never fasted before, there are some things that you want God to move in your life, in a family members, you want to believe God for some great big things, we invite you to join us on this corporate fast. Go to our website, www.themasterscall.net, and you'll find lots of information regarding our fast, our theme, and how we can serve you. In fact, if you cannot stay on the call and give us your request live, you can send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O at themasterscall.net. Now, the company that brought many of us together, most of us together, is a company called Artists International, now under the heading of Artist Life And we're so excited. We're still celebrating our founder, Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon. 26 years ago, this visionary, this great man of God founded this great company. Now, if you're not familiar with artists, I invite you to get back to the person who invited you onto this prayer line. Now, we do have an exciting conference coming up in March, March 3rd through the 5th, the Artist Extravaganza. And we're bridging the gap between the Spanish-speaking market and the English market and becoming one large La Familia. You don't want to miss this event. You want to be there. And so go into your back office, get with your leaders, prepare to be there. We also want you to know that this is day 9 of the fast that I just mentioned about. And today's directive is, the Lord is doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. That's Isaiah 43:18-19. If you're just now finding out about this corporate fast, you can join us. Get right on in it. Today is day 9. We're doing, some of us are doing 21 days. Some of us are even going the long road of 40 days. Once again, the Lord is doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, Isaiah 43:18-19. Now, after this call, we have our morning motivational call, and that call is a great call where you can get inspired, educated, trained on how to grow your artist life business. And so immediately following this call, you can dial 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617-POUND. Now, I'm not going to delay our wonderful mouthpiece for today. She is no stranger to the call. She is a part of our TMC prayer ministry. She is an awesome woman of God. I'm speaking of someone that I say she belongs to the three-letter club, people that have three letters in their names. Okay, I'm speaking of none other than Minister Kai. Minister Kai is kind, able, and insightful. Just going to give you a real brief part of her ministry, of her bio. I invite you to go to our website to read more about this dynamic woman of God. She was born in New York City and currently reside in Norcross, Georgia. She has a background in electrical engineering, but she accepted her call into ministry in 2000. Recently, Kai founded Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is also a published author. Yes, she is. Her first book, When God Births the Ministry. Books will be, is available on Amazon.com. Kai is an artist. Minister Kai is an artist distributor. And one of her greatest accomplishments is being the mother of Christopher. So we're so excited about what God is doing in the life of this beautiful, efficient, kind, able, and insightful woman of God. I'm going to get on out the way without any more further delay. It is my privilege, honor, and delight to present to some and to introduce to others my girl, my friend, my sister, Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai Brown, are you there?
I am, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you with that beautiful, sultry voice. Take it away. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Minister Jackie, for feeding and greeting the people and opening us up with prayer. And Minister Ada, as always, the joy in your voice when you host the call is contagious. So thank you. And of course, I would be remiss if I did not thank the two amazing women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. Their yes is why we can be here today on this call and each Monday through Friday, receiving a word and just spending time with the Father. But all praise goes to our God, simply because he is God. And we're just going to get right into the word this morning. And the word today is, have you taken time to count the cost? Again, have you taken the time to count the cost? You know, we all want to run around and just be blessed and oh, we're all into Jesus. But have you really taken the time to count the cost? Because even though he gives us eternal life as a gift, it costs us something. So have you really taken the time to count the cost? So the word of God in Luke 14:26 through 33 says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish. All who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king goes out to encounter another king in war with no sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet great ways off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, anyone who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Have you taken the time to count the cost? See, because Jesus desires our love, our life, our attention, so that we can become his disciples. We walk around talking about how blessed we want to be and how we just want to be in the presence of the King and how we're going to just do whatever it takes to be active participants in our God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. But have you thought about what that's going to cost? See, to be that active participant, we've got to give up what we think the dream is, what we think the plan is, what we think the purpose is, and submit to what God says it is. See, are we pursuing the purpose? Are we pursuing God? Have we lost focus and gotten off track and we're simply, you know, okay, so we know the plan. We know what God said he's going to do. So we're working day and night for the plan. Or are we pursuing the presence of our Savior, of our Lord, of our King? And in that pursuit, the purpose and the plan takes care of itself. Because the word tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It doesn't tell us to seek the plan or seek the purpose or seek the promise. It says seek the kingdom of God. So you got to desire to want to be in his presence. You got to want to just be with him. That's got to be enough. See, the plan or the purpose or the Jeremiah 29:11 plan that God has can't be what we're pursuing after. We've got to be pursuing after relationship with our Lord. See, we don't mind calling Jesus our Savior because that doesn't require submission. But when you call him Lord, that requires you submit to his will, to his plan, to his purpose. You know, if we really look at that scripture, Jesus has said a lot. He is not just running some kind of welfare program where he's just giving us. It's going to cost us something. And if we look at Galatians 5:24, it says, and those who belong to Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So that means that we have taken the time to crucify our flesh. We've taken that thing and beat it into submission for the cause of Christ. Have you taken time to count the cost? Luke 9:23 says, and he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. Have you really taken the time to count the cost? See, we just think that this thing about being a child of God is, oh, we are heirs to the kingdom. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And we are all those things. But are we really willing to pay the price, to count the cost, to be all that God has called us to be? Or are we just playing the game, saying we are what God says we are, but not putting in the work to be that? You know, you have to really take some time to do a self-evaluation to see where you are in your relationship with God. Have you really taken the time to spend time with him? Do you love him enough to give up, you know, your Thursday night shows, your Law and Order? You know, that one's for me, because I'm a Law and Order fan, and I watch Law and Order every time it comes on television. But if I'm really counting the cost, if I'm really pursuing after God, then every time it comes on, I can't be in front of the television. I have to really take the time to do that which he called me to do. I've got to be willing to pay the price. Success normally comes after a struggle. It's not easy. It doesn't come without work. If it did, everybody would be successful. And let's be honest. There are no real shortcuts to success. You got to put the work in. You got to get your hands dirty, and you got to be willing to do what God says. If we look at Nehemiah 6:3, it says, "I am doing a great work, so I cannot come down." Now, people were trying to get Nehemiah down off the wall as he was rebuilding it. But his desire was to pursue after God. And God had said, don't come down till that wall is built. So when they beckoned him and when they called him to come down, he said, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. He was willing to pay the price. Regardless of what the people were saying, regardless of the criticism he was taking, he was willing to stay on the wall because that's what God said. See, when we get to getting criticized and when people start to question us, we begin to look all crazy and wonder, well, am I doing this right or should I stop? Should I, you know, we get that fear. But if you're doing what God said, if you're pursuing after God, then you should be able to take that hit of criticism and keep it moving. We've got to be willing to count the cost. See, we want it to come for free. We want it to be easy. We don't want to really have to get our hands dirty. But that is not what God said. That is not how God operates. If you are not willing to submit your life to him, then he cannot really give you all that he has for you. Now, I'm not saying you can't walk in part of the blessing. But if you truly want to be all that God has called you to be or all that he has called us to be, then our pursuit, our passion, our lives, our love has to be God. We have to be like Nehemiah. I am doing a great work, so so I cannot come down. We have to be willing to be that committed to what God has called us to his purpose, his passion, his plan, not ours. See, we've got to die to those things. We've got to die to what we think we want or need. We've got to be willing to forsake it all for the cause of Christ. Are we really willing to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan? Are we really willing to give up friends and family and all that we hold dear, social media, television, scandal, law and order? Are we really willing to put those things aside to pursue after Christ, not after the plan, not after the vision, but after Christ? Have you taken the time to count the cost? God wants to do the exceeding and the abundantly, all that we can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. See, that's his desire. But there's a clause at the end of that sentence, according to the power that worketh in us. See, if you're not spending time in the Word, you're not spending time in prayer, you're not spending time pursuing God, you don't have that power. Because the power comes from the relationship. And if you are not daily working on that relationship, then the power for God to do the exceeding and abundant is not within us. So we really need to take the time, and you really need to ask yourself, do I really want what God wants for me? Have you taken the time to count the cost? Minister Ada, back to you.
Minister Kai, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. The floor is yours.
Amen, amen, and God bless you. Have you counted the cost? What an awesome word. I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction for part one of our call. But at this time, please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning, truly humble and thankful for your goodness and for your loving kindness. We thank you for the woman of God that poured into us today. We ask that you pour back virtue into her. We ask that you bless our founders of this great call and wonderful ministry, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our entire TMC family, our Artist Life family. We pray, Father God, for our own Minister Willa, that you would restore her beautiful voice back to her. In the meantime, Lord, let her be a part of the Shut Up Ministry. Lord, we thank you for her. We thank you, Father God, for all you're doing, all you've done. I want to pray for those that are in a season of bereavement right now, Father God. You know who they are. Comfort like only you can. We want to continue to lift up our great company, Artist Life International, Papa and Mama, Alejandra and Avria, and all of our distributors, from the advisor that signed up last night to all the way up to our Royal Platinums in the making. We love you and we bless you, Lord. We thank you for this corporate fast, Lord. We're just asking, Lord, that you give us the discipline to turn down the plate, Lord, so that we can spend more time in your presence, more time seeking your face, more time in your word. We just thank you for this season, Lord, of that corporate fast, and as we all come together, Lord, for one common purpose, Lord, to lift you up, Father God, to believe you for great things in our lives. You're an awesome God. We love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would like to hear the playback for this call, you can dial 712-432-1085, the same access code of 957-677-pound. Now get ready. All roads are leading to Los Angeles, California for the Artist Extravaganza, which is coming up March 3rd through the 5th. You don't want to miss this. Get yourself there. Do what you need to do. Work your business like never before so you can earn the funds to get there. You can go to your back office And I'm sure they'll be sharing more information in the days and weeks ahead. So check your back office regarding that, March 3rd through the 5th, Artist Extravaganza. Coming up following this call is our morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, we always have a great leader that gives, that pours into us and can help you with your business. I want to take this opportunity and also invite you to join us on our corporate fast. Once again, if you've never fasted before, it's okay. Go to our website for more information on what our prayer initiative is ours, what we're specifically praying for. We want to invite you to be a part of this great thing that we're doing with this corporate fast. It can absolutely change your life. I also want to say that the Lord is doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, Isaiah 43:18-19. Once again, head over to our website, www.themasterscall.net, for more information. I want to take this opportunity and thank you, Minister Jackie, our Silver Fox, for greeting and seating us this morning and opening us up in prayer. Want to thank you and you and you, because if you didn't dial into the call, we wouldn't have a call. So thank you. And if you're able to, I plead with you, I ask of you, if you are able to remain with us for part two, please do so that we can minister to you. And we want to thank you, Minister Kai, for that on-time word. Thank you for sharing. And at this time, will you be so kind as to come back and give us our closing benediction for part one? And then after she does that, the next voice that you will hear following the closing benediction of Minister Kai will be that of one of our co-founders, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prairie View, Texas. She is efficient. She is amazing. She keeps it together, y'all. She keeps us together. She is our mother eagle. So it will come in that order. And at this time, Minister Kai, can you give us our closing benediction, please?
Thank you again, Minister Ada, for hosting this call with such joy and presence of mind. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Jackie, for feeding and greeting the people. Let us go to God. Father God, you know that our desire is for you, not for plan or purpose, and we will count the cost. We will surrender our lives, our minds, body, and spirit, so that we can pursue after you. Lord, we thank you for giving us all that we need to be active participants in your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives, so that we may seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And everything else, Lord, will take care of itself. So we just want to make sure we honor you, we love you, we adore you, and we worship you, because you are, you deserve that and so much more. So, Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. It is in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we seal it in the blood of the Lamb and say amen, amen, and amen. We love you, and we hope that you remain on the call with us through the second half. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, for that powerful word. I tell you, out of Luke 14, count the cost. Many of us, I need to listen to that word again and again and again. So thank you very much. Definitely on time, prophetic word. And as she has already, just thank the entire team for making this call. Minister Ada, thank you for stepping up today to to host. And this, your job schedule changing, but you still persevered. That we so appreciate. Us doing what we can do, and even while you're working, you're making it happen. So we don't take that for granted, and we sincerely appreciate that. And always, Silver Fox, we so appreciate you for doing what you do, which is always being there to serve. So we appreciate you, and to all of you who called in. The call wouldn't be anything without you. We thank you for embracing the vision. I see our co-founder on the board this morning, and we thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and definitely her being with us all along this journey, which started back on October 25th, 2010. We thank God for each and every day He's created this platform and this place to glorify Him. Well, it is day 9. Some of us are like, woo, feel like it's 99, but it's only been day 9 since we started our Artist Corporate Fast on January 5th. It is never too late for those of you who may not have joined in with us yet. Join in with us now. Pray with us. Fast with us. Lift Artists International, Artist Life up. Yesterday was just so awesome, celebrating 76 years of life that Papa has been with us and has a heart to just keep on pressing and just keep on going on, not giving up, not giving out. He's got that errand spirit where he's still, and Caleb, he's still ready to climb some more mountains. So we praise God for our founder and life, him and his wife, to still be together, loving each other, loving artists. And as they always call us their children, we are their spiritual children. Isn't it good to know in the body of Christ there's no stepchildren? As children of the Lord. And I just praise God that this man of God, our visionary and our founder, saw fit to see it that way. And the master's call was birthed out of us being the undergirding arm of lifting up this company. So it has truly been a blessing to see what the Lord has done, and it is pleasing in His sight. This is the time each and every Friday we take time to take your prayer requests, to hear your praise reports, to let you say what's on your heart, and ask us to hook up and join in with you in heaven, and know that our God hears and answers prayer. So I just opened up the queue to hit *6, then 1, and it will bring you down into the queue. We want some of you who've been just coming and sitting at the table, just eating that good spiritual food day after day. We love you. We appreciate you. But there's always room. We always open up the invitation, artist family. If you would like to greet, if you would like to host, if God's put a word in your belly, this is not an exclusive club. Whosoever will, let them come. All you got to do is email us at info@themasterscall.net, and we will be more than happy to embrace you. This, for many of you all, has become a platform so that your ministries are being birthed, your skills are being honed, your vision is being increased, your wings are being spread open so the breath of God can blow you to a higher level. And we want to always be that place of prayer. On this day 9, as we have been praying, as we have been fasting, as we have been seeking the heart of God each and every day, as we are lifting up this company, it is all about understanding the power of prayer. It's all about understanding that things don't happen just because we want them to happen. Things happen because we became midwives in prayer. We became willing to turn down our plate and press in and hear what the Lord is saying. Matthew 17:21 says, some things do not come out but by prayer and fasting. And on this 9th day of January, our prayer directive is, the Lord is doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Isaiah 43:18-19, where let God blow His fresh rule wind on your goals, on your dreams, and see yourself as God sees you. Be open to the new strategies to help your business grow. Be open to be more diligent and determined to reach the destiny, that royal platinum that's been a desire of your heart. Just even be determined to make sure you make it to Los Angeles, to the Gateway Sheraton on the March 3rd and 5th, so that we can convene together and grow even stronger together. So many of us hate that five-letter word of change. And this is a new season full of changes and we all must adapt. So in this time of consecration and prayer, ask God to lift up our leadership and artists, that we change with the changing times to be more effective, to be more efficient, to be more cutting edge, and in this new season to always remain relevant. We have to pray in our own personal lives that we keep the main thing in this new season, to reassess, to reevaluate, to make sure that our priorities are in position with God's priorities. In this new season, we must choose to have the mindset that glorifies God. And then that's where that message this morning rolls in, and where he shows us, are we willing to count the cost and really pay the bill with service as his ministers in the marketplace? So on this Friday, we're asking you to hit star 6 and then 1 and come into the queue. We're always grateful. I see Miss Camellia. She's always going to come on, and we always welcome her to come on. But it's so many more of you who need to just step up. And if nothing else, make a declaration of what God's going to do for you in this new season. Let us rally together as believers, helping each other. You know, I said we're connected at the hip. That's to get the work done. And yes, Dr. PK always talks about being connected at the heart because we have the compassion, but that doesn't mean anything if we're not connected at the head with a mindset and a strategy to see the vision and walk it out. So we want that 3H ministry from the head to the heart to the hip of getting it done. So if you would have any prayer requests, our main one again is for everyone to get on the fast. I've been praying for the conviction of the Holy Ghost for many of you all to come out of the outer court. Don't be comfortable in the inner court, but to press into the holies of holies so that you can be with us on one accord with the directives on the masterscall.net, and pray and fast and give God the glory and watch him just blow his wind of favor on artist's life like never before. We're also praying for us individually. Hopefully many of you all wrote down the things you're believing God for through this consecration. Now, I didn't say just up in your head, but to commit it to paper, to lay your own hands on that paper and decree and declare according to Scripture what God will do for your health, what God will do for relationships in your families, what God will do for your business, what God will do just in your thinking and your hunger for more of him. Let's commit it to paper and speak it and decree it. And as a TMC family, as an artist life family, as members of the body of Christ, we'll watch God do what he and only he can do. All right, Miss Camilla, good morning and welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning. I just want to say that I feel so wonderful. I'm so thankful. I don't know if I said it last Friday, but this is the first time that I have done any fast and committed in the way that I was supposed to. Normally I would fast and I would be, you know, washing clothes, doing this and listening to the Bible and doing this. But this time on this fast, I have been still. I sit down this morning, I got up and I started playing Yolanda Adams and I lit the candle. I went in my bathroom and I closed the door and it was just me and God. And I haven't ate anything and it was just, I'm just so thankful for this, so thankful to be able to go through this with you all. I feel the change in me spiritually, mentally. I can physically see this stomach I got going down, and people see me. So one of the things that I just want to say to everyone that is going through this fast, to ask God to use you. Because I can already see that God is using me in this fast and in this change. If people are seeing me eating different, they're seeing me walk different, they're asking me questions, and that's what it's all about. For you to be in a better place, but so that God can use you according to his will, and that people will see God and not see you. And I'm telling you, I see it. And so I'm so thankful for this. I just want my prayer request today is that we all just pray for each other to make it through and not look at what we can't eat, but look at what God is going to do for us as a whole and as each other. And I'm just so thankful for this prayer line. I love it. I love you all. And I'm in a whole nother place. I feel so good about this. So thank you all for being my spiritual mentors, because we all need spiritual mentors. So thank you. Thank you. And thank you. You all have a blessed day.
You too, sweetheart. Thank you. And you continue to let God do in you and through you a work. That's for all of us during this consecration. Well, good morning, Miss Rebecca from Snailville, Georgia. What is your prayer request or praise report this morning?
Good morning, Mother Eagle. Good morning, my TMC family. And I just want to just agree right there with Camilla. Everything that Camilla said, that's what I'm saying.
Great minds think alike.
I love you guys. I want to say thank you for praying for me. I am just thank you for the prayer directives for this fast. This fast has already been so powerful for my spirit. Just amazing. I'm so grateful just for everything that the Lord has brought to us here. And you guys are such a huge, huge blessing. I don't even have the words, like all the amazing words that need to be said, but I just give God the glory. I'm like, so like how far he has come, like for us, you know, like for even just like me, I feel like so grateful. But I do want to also thank you for praying for me for the internship. And it's just been amazing so far. It's just the first week has gone by. And I want to lift up my one of my peers there. Her name is Daphne. And just pray for her and her marriage. And what she went to the internship for, it parallels like exactly like what I have wanted to go to the internship for as well, and just pray for her and her marriage and her family.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much again
All
for
right.
everything.
I love you, and I see that pretty smile through the phone. You have really just blossomed and grown and grown and grown. And we look forward to even greater things going on. All right, Prayer General, I see you coming to the queue. Good morning, Mississippi Queen. Minister Brenda, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do. And I want to say three thumbs up for Minister Kai Brown. That was
Yeah, don't call her doctor. She's working on it. Prophesy.
Yes, when it comes out, that's what it is. Dr. Kai Brown, praise the Lord. Thank you for that message. It was totally awesome. And, you know, just saying, what do we need to give up? But I felt like I needed to share this not only with our TMC meeting, but with the masses, our whole family. God is so good. Sunday at church, the pastor had, at the end of the service, had asked anybody that wanted to be anointed to do so, and he would pray with the oil and bring your purses, he said, and your wallets, and I'm going to anoint. And when I finally got up there, that's when he said, the Lord would ask me to ask you, when is your birthday? And I said, February 26, 55. And he said, 55. He started working with that and what have you. He said, but, you know, I see double. The Lord is going to double. Praise the Lord. And to move it on fast, Wednesday morning I had gone to the BSF, which is the Bible Study Fellowship for Women. And I got there, and they were shorthanded, and they asked me if I would help with greeting at the door. And I said, sure. Well, what we do, we go into this the introduction, then we go to our classes and we come back for the summary. And I was speaking with Kelly as everybody was gathering, and I don't know how we got to it, but she just asked me, when is your birthday?
And I said, next month, February 26th. And she said, I love February birthdays. And she went off into a spiel. Somebody was coming to the door, and I went to open the door to greet them. And the first thing the lady said is, happy birthday. And then she said, I meant happy new year. And I started laughing. I'm going, this is so ironic. I said, because we were just discussing my birthday is not until next month. And then, well, we were talking. They said, well, you must going to celebrate early. Well, we went on into the congregation, and the lady started the summation, and she said, first thing she said, do you answer your phone every time it rings? And while she was saying that, my phone was ringing. It was on mute, of course, but it was my daughter in Texas, and I told the lady next to me, look at this. She said, asking that question, my daughter's calling me. She laughed, and I just put on a message, I'm in a meeting, I'll call you back. But then I noticed she had called me three times, and I'm going, okay, wait a minute. I stepped outside to check, and she said, Mom, what you doing? And I knew it was an emergency. And I said, I'm in a Bible study. And she said, oh, I just wanted to share with you that this lady in the school had asked me to apply for the art director in the district. I said, praise the Lord. She said, and I remember Minister Renee, this is the lady in Texas at our church over there, had prophesied to me that you were going to be an art director. I said, well, praise the Lord. Well, apply for it, you know, and I'm going to talk with you later. So I went back in the session. The phone started ringing again. I'm going, okay. It was my new neighbor, next door neighbor. And so I sent the message, I'm in a meeting, I'll call you back. Well, she's back-to-back calling, and I'm going, okay, my neighbor, let me step out again. Stepped out, and it was she's saying, Brenda, this is Beth. And I said, yes. She said, are you at home? And I'm going, no, I'm in a Bible study. She said, well, she said, there was this envelope passing across my yard. And she said, I thought it was trash because we had trash day that day, you guys. And she said, and I thought it was trash, she said, but I went to pick it up, and it had on there birthday wishes for Brenda. And she said, and I went to, she said it was open, it was unsealed, and I look in there, it was a $100 bill. I say what? And so anyway, that's when she said, but I got it here for you so you could come and get it. It's in the car with me. And so when I got it from her that day, she said she had left and had come back because she left her phone. She said that's when she saw the envelope flying across the yard. It was going towards Ben's house. And she said, all of a sudden, the wind shifted it back towards her. And she said, and I went to pick it up. And she said, and she looked on the front because she said, is it your birthday? And I'm going, no, not the next month. She said, well, there's money in it. I said, well, who is it from? Is it a card? She said, nobody's name. I said, girl, that's God. Hallelujah. But anyway, she said, I'm walking across your yard, my yard, to see if there are any more hundreds. Praise the Lord. But, okay. You know, the thing I wanted to share, too, is that I looked on the envelope, and the envelope said birthday wishes for Brenda. It looked like my sister's handwriting. Now, last year, my sister gave me $100 in a card, but I don't remember. I threw out trash and what have you, but I don't remember throwing out a purple envelope. But if it was that $100, because I thought I spent that $100, but if it was that $100, look how God pulled it out of the trash and put it in the yard for this lady next door to see. She said she'd never seen nothing like that in her life. God is awesome. So as I'm sharing this, just like I told it at the church, I said, whoever I'm sharing it with, I'm decreeing and declaring an overflow for everybody that I'm sharing this with. Thank you for allowing me to share, Dr. V. Back to you.
All right. You had a lot of miracles. Miracles that woman was honest, too. Was that you, your neighbor Beth?
Yes.
She had integrity since it was cash, too. To do the right thing. So, I mean, God, he can get it to us any kind of way. You never know how God, and that must mean that you're going to have some bountiful blessings by the time February 26th gets here. Wow.
Amen, because I told the pastor to be continued. Hallelujah.
amen. Thank you. That is a powerful testimony. And many of us sit
Did we lose you, Dr. V?
Oh yeah, here I am. I thought I was just playing up a storm. I'm sorry.
Praise the Lord. I thought it was my phone.
Okay. No, I'm just praying up a storm. Father God, thank you. We just thank you for Minister Kai for her word today. Continue to pour back virtue into her. We just thank you for you doing so many awesome new things in her life, a new season, a new book, a new ministry, Father, new opportunities of growth. Continue to make her word grow even deeper and even new insights into your word, your wisdom, and your glory. We just lift you up, Daddy God. We just thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in her life. We thank you for every listener on the line. Bless us, Father. Continue to allow us to know that we press on this time of consecration to the cross. We press to that place in you where your sheep know your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. We press to a place where we commune with you in the Holy of Holies. And on this time and in this season of consecration, of prayer and fasting, speak to our hearts. Give us your God-ordained directives. Father, wash us with your word. Purify us in your presence so that the power of God shows up in our lives. Now, we thank you, Father, for Camilla and her heart and her hunger on this time of fasting and prayer. I thank you for the breakthroughs. And first, in each and every one of us, the breaking up of the fallow ground as you're planting new seeds, as you're watering us in new ways with your word. We just thank you for what you're doing in her and through her for every one of us, Father. I just thank you for you doing what only you can do in this time of consecration. And even the praise you're pouring from Minister Rebecca, just the joy of the Lord, and continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of her. Continue to have her spread those wings and soar higher. Continue to use the tools of this internship, of Toastmasters, of just everything to make her be all you called her to be. We thank you for our prayer general. Oh, Father, thank you for the powerful anointing, the spirit of excellence, the heart of compassion on Minister Brenda. We thank you for this powerful testimony that just shows how you are such a awesome God. You can use the foolish things to confound the wise. You can order our steps. This neighbor, Beth, coming back, an envelope flying across the lawn, a birthday, it is not even her birthday time, but letting her know how important she is to you, blessing her, and still much, much more yet to come. We just thank you as you're showing us and you're demonstrating to us whatever our needs are, our desires are, that as we cry out to you, as we make our request known, as you said in Hebrews, to make our request known as we come boldly into your presence, that you are working and molding and making it come together for our good and your glory. Now we just thank you for Artist Life as we lift up this company. We thank you that you connected us. You brought our lives, our destinies, our purposes together and entwined them. And we just thank you that in this season, on this ninth day, and as the days come, we'll cry out for your kingdom come, your will to be done in Artist. We'll cry out for you to keep your blood hedge of protection around the Diaz de Leon family. We'll cry out that you'll go before us as we're your ministers in the marketplace and help people have ears to hear and a heart to receive these life-changing products that don't just change lives, that they're saving lives. We cry out for the favor with the finances because we know that we want to be blessed to be a blessing. We cry out for those who need a healing Jehovah Rapha touch in their body. God, you're still a miracle working Jesus. Whose report will we believe? We'll believe the report of the Lord. Father, you just dropped in my mind, Lady Maymay, as I pray for her and the doctors have given her a report, but we believe your report, that she shall live and not die. Father, we cry out that Kendra continues to get stronger and healthier and whole every day. Father, we cry out for those who we know and don't know in our artist family who may themselves be struggling and be challenged in their body, but you, you're the great Surgeon General. We thank you, Father, that on this time of consecration, we're already praying and calling Extravaganza 2017 successful in you. We're already calling in the finances from the north, the south, the east, and west, so that those who desire to come, who heard the clarion call in the heavens, that's their assignment to be there March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Oh, Father, you're making a way. You're going before them. Crooked pathway, straight, babysitters, time off, finances, everything that is needed. The favor is falling. And now we lift up that conference to bridge the English market with the Hispanic market. Father, you mend hearts. You yoke us together for purpose to artist the world. We thank you for Diamond President Reggie and Platinum President Robert and all those who are working feverishly to plan, to organize, to strategize of this meeting. We ask you to have your wisdom, God, and they be your hands extended. We just already ask for everything to work together with the spirit of excellence. Daddy God, you showed up so much in Miami. You showed up so much with every workshop, every speaker, the church service off the chain. Now we're asking for even greater works, for you to do even the more in March. The more in March. And as we march toward that day, even this upcoming weekend, as we celebrate Martin Luther King weekend, and as we celebrate the dream, Father, some days it seems we've come so far, and some days it seems like we haven't come far at all, but we trust in you. We look to you. We look to the hills which cometh our help. And let us each individually on this time of consecration do our part to pray, do our part to say what you tell us to say, to go where you tell us to go, to be your hands extended. God, we've got to be your mouthpiece to speak the truth, but speak it in love. In the name of Jesus. So as we leave this call, never deviating from your presence, as we are hearing the great testimonies of this time of consecration, give each one of us your strength, give each one of us your peace, give each one of us your strategies from on high, give each one of us the boldness and the belief that you have anointed us and appointed us and called us to the kingdom for such a time as this. So we go out rejoicing as your ministers of the marketplace, knowing that you have already downloaded everything we need is in the house. As we lay hands on our own mind, we decree to the heavens, everything we need is in the house. As we lay hands on our own heart and ask for your heart of compassion, everything we need is in the house. As we lay hands on our own belly, oh, Father, we will give birth. There'll absolutely be no miscarriages, no abortions, no premature births of your purpose and will during this time of consecration. Oh, God, I thank you. We're your midwives. We're your glory carriers. We take it so serious. God, we stay so yielded, so surrendered, so sensitive to your voice. And we thank you, Father, for the breakthroughs. We thank you already. For the conquest. We don't wait till the battle's over. We shout now. So as we journal the journey, some of us got to go back and write down what we're believing for through this consecration. Some of us got to go back and put some scriptures, because we know your word does not return void as we go through this journey. But some of us, we just got to decree and declare to the atmosphere, as you told us to do in Job, knowing that our ministry angels will hearken to your word and will war in the heavens in our behalf. And because it's a fixed fight, we read the back of the book and we know we win. So we seal this time of intercession. We seal this call today that we are willing to count the cost and pay the bill. Father, you paid it all already. All we have to do is our part. So we joyfully, we willingly, we do what you've asked us to do, which is to fast and pray. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a phenomenal weekend. Be blessed as you continue on the consecration. We'll be posting the directives for day 10 and on today. But continue to spend that quality time in God's presence. Get his strategy that it's already sanctified. It's already set up. Get his mind that he's already gone before you as a minister in the marketplace. And then we'll hear your praise report on looking and seeing what the Lord has done. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.